Back to Radioactive Sports. The superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
How is it that I'm already crushing you in our NCAA March Madness bracket? Already.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Did you call me a tard? You say it's
no,
hard to believe.
No, I said it's hard. It's hard to believe.
Sure.
But the other two, probably a little bit, I would say. I don't know how you do it.
What do you mean?
The fact that you're already crushing me.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of those things.
There's been some word from Texas, from the guys down in Texas, that maybe you're squawking a lot.
Did they say that already?
Yeah, Tom kind of threw that out there that Ben Holson's squawking.
I did. I sent him back a couple of texts because I crushed you and Bob
apparently
last year.
Sage Rosenfels has got a little talk about him as well.
I bet he does.
Yeah.
Sage, when you think of Sage, you think of just firecracker. Get this. Big old March Madness brackets available at 105theticket.com. 105theticket.com. Get your picks into the $1 million bracket challenge. Your chance to win $1 million or even a $10,000 prize. You'll also see how you match up against your favorite ticket personalities. The deadline, 11 a.m. on Thursday. Head now, 105theticket.com. Plus, we'll play all the first day games, first and second day games, Thursday and Friday, right here on 105 The Ticket. So if you're not able to see a TV or you're out and about or you're at work, starting at 11 a.m., college basketball, the NCAA tournament. From 11 a.m. till God knows when. Long time. Let's just put it that way.
God knows.
Yeah.
Only God knows.
Yeah. So, over the weekend, this has been all over Twitter and social media. Last week tonight, John Oliver used to be on with Jon Stewart. Funny
yep.
guy, the,
yep.
the British guy. He's now
yep.
on HBO, swears a lot. I had to bleep out some things. But he did a little spiel on NCAA, the NCAA and the March Madness deal. And I cut it down. It was about 20 minutes. I cut down to about the three most important minutes. And I want to play it for you, and then we'll talk about it. So 651-989-9105, whether you agree or disagree with the way John Oliver goes after the NCAA and the March Madness brackets and the kids and the student-athletes and this and that. 651-989-9105 from HBO. Last week tonight, here's John Oliver.
March Madness now brings in over $1 billion in TV ad revenue.
$1 billion. That's more than the Super Bowl. It's almost more than the entire NFL postseason combined. And that might seem like a lot until you consider the number of ads they managed to pack in.
Sponsored by Lexus. AT&T at the Half is presented by AT&T.
Our game is brought to you in HDTV by HP.
Coke Zero presents real fans of NCAA March Madness.
Pretty soon, the only thing left to sponsor will be the sponsorships themselves. And now Pepsi presents a Geico look at Nabisco's Toyota Moment of the Game, brought to you by Taco Bell. Because you should know, everything about this tournament is branded. Even the famous moment where players cut down the net.
Warner Ladder proud to donate to the General Scholarship Fund of every school in this year's Final Four. Warner, the official ladder of the NCAA Basketball Championships.
Are you kidding me? A Warner Ladder? Look, as a ladder enthusiast, I can tell you right now, Warner's a pure unless you want a broken back, in which case, by all means, go with Werner. There is nothing inherently wrong with a sporting tournament making huge amounts of money, but there is something slightly troubling about a billion-dollar sports enterprise where the athletes are not paid a penny, because they aren't. And as the head of the NCAA, Mark Emmett, will tell you, they don't want that to change.
There's not even a salary to debate. They're not employees. They're students.
The fact is they're not employees. They're student athletes. I can't say often enough, obviously, that student athletes are students. They are not employees.
The only other people who say they're not employees that much are people who run illegal sweatshops out of their basements. Oh, they're not employees. It's a summer camp where they make the same T-shirt over and over again thousands of times. It's summer fun year-round. And the problem is, when you don't pay people, there are consequences. One of the players who climbed the sponsored ladder last year was Shabazz Napier, who happened to let slip a startling fact after one of the games.
You know, sometimes, like I said, there's hungry nights where I'm not able to eat, and but I still got to play up to my, you know, capabilities. They are hungry nights that I go to bed and I'm starving.
That's insane. Hunger Games should take place annually in a dystopian future, not every March sponsored by Coca-Cola on CBS. The NCAA insists that student athletes cannot be paid because they're amateurs.
Before they're allowed to compete, athletes have to sign this form saying that they are amateurs. They give up any compensation for playing. and promised to abide by all the rules in this 440-page manual. Jeez.
Less than 2% of college basketball and football players go pro. So if you're an athlete who dreams of being a Viking or a wizard, you probably have about the same chance of becoming an actual Viking or an actual wizard. And all of this assumes that they manage to stay healthy, because if they get injured, a whole host of other problems can emerge.
Thoughts?
Very funny. Very funny. And I'm so with him on a lot of that, too. How do you do it? You know, this has come up now since the quarterback from Northwestern threw the big hissy fit that we called it at the time, because it's almost impossible to try to pay them something. But when you think about it, it's sickening. The money and the branding, as he put it. I mean, everything, a sponsor on top of a sponsor. And these coaches, they're coaching college basketball. They're making $2, 3, 4 million. I mean, these guys are just lapping up the fact that they can get athletes to come in and play for them and make that kind of money. I mean, are you kidding?
That's
look
just
at Jim
their salary.
Harbaugh.
That's
yeah.
just their salary.
Oh, I know.
Then
there's a coaching show and the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The endorsements, the coaching show, the radio show, the TV show,
sure.
the this and that. They
sure.
have like 5 or 6 different revenue streams where these players don't. Jalen Rose, I had to cut down a little bit, but Jalen Rose came in and he was being yelled at by his $5 million a year coach back in the day in Michigan during the Fab Four.
Yes.
And he said... What's happening? You're not shooting the lights out. You're having a bad day, screaming at him, of course, like most college coaches do. And he turned to his coach and said, listen here, talking about shooting the lights out, my mom is having a hard time keeping the lights on in her house. She can't afford to pay her deal yet. He's out there in the Fab Four making millions upon millions of dollars, a $1 billion industry, just March Madness alone, for the NCAA. They are raping these kids. It's molestation, monetarily molestation of these poor kids that have all this talent and only 2% maybe make it to the big leagues. The rest of these guys, they did an insight in for a little deal about some kid that had a scholarship through ninth grade. There was a certain college that signed him at ninth grade. He got injured his freshman year.
Lane Kiffin has done this before.
They took his scholarship away. And because he was injured, he had all these medical bills, couldn't pay, it wasn't workman's compensation because he's an athlete, not a worker. And so now he's bankrupt and can't finish college, not getting it paid for him.
Bills
it's such
to
a
pay,
racket.
Bills to pay.
Such a racket the NCAA
it's incredible,
is.
Incredible, the whole thing. Just the whole thing. They've got it right where they want it. They have perfected it. Corporate money just, you know, flowing in like a river of money. For these coaches and these institutions and the money that they're hauling in for these D1, well, not even D1 in basketball. It's all the small schools too. They're just reeking of racketeering. It's just amazing to see that you've got the ladder for cutting down the net. Someone's going to sponsor
everything. Sponsored.
It's out of control. It really is. We are out of control. By the way, let's go spend some money on some more free agents. What free agents are available still? Are there any really good NFL free agents left? We'll talk about that. Whether there are any good NFL free agents right after this on Radioactive Sports. All we do around here is talk about sports. Sports, sports, sports. Is that all we talk about? Well, the fact is, and the answer is, yes.
Yep.
That's all we want to talk about. Man, there's so many sports to talk about right now. NFL free agency. The Wild are kicking some ace. We got the Twins down at spring training. We got the T-Wolves conducting experiment after experiment without Kevin Garnett. We've got a ton of stuff. This bracket thing is going crazy. The men's tournament beginning, March Madness. It is sports mania right now. But are there any, I asked you this question, Ben Holson. Are there any decent free agents that are really still worth going after and spending some money if it's the right price?
Yeah, I would say yes. And I think the number one guy, and we've talked about this, my favorite position when it comes to the defense, that sounds dirty, but my favorite position would be the middle linebacker spot. I think that's important. That's a lot of people call that the quarterback of your defense. And the guy that's still out there that I would be interested in if I was the Minnesota Vikings and general manager Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, the head coach, would be Brandon Spikes, the linebacker still available from the Buffalo Bills. I can understand why they weren't necessarily in on him early, because, and not many teams were, he's a two-down linebacker. And they've been basically left out in the cold for the most part this offseason. Most people in the NFL is switching to that linebacker in the middle that can stay out there on all three downs. Can do some, you know, some coverage.
Can cover.
And but Brandon Spikes is a two-down linebacker. I'd go after him if I was the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know how you feel. Still relatively young. Yeah.
I know one guy who's not available to re-sign.
Who?
Vlad Dukas. Got signed by the Bears.
Chicago.
Chi-town.
Yeah. With Jasper Brinkley off to Dallas, the Vikings have a big opening in the middle and at left guard. And Brandon Spikes would go well as a veteran, in my opinion, to fill one of those holes.
I mean, it's that's a perfect thing that we should be looking at, right? Spikes is a pretty decent player. He's played for, you know, I think 7 years now. I think he's a 7-year vet.
Still so young, though.
He's still got his best football ahead of him, I think. That's when you finally start to play out of instinct and not so much trying to remember everything and double-stepping and taking a false step, getting there.
At the guard position, we've talked about this a lot. Steven Wisniewski, he's been playing center and guard in his time at Oakland. High-value option at either position. But he's one of the better interior offensive linemen to hit free agency. I don't know why he's still out there, but he's deciding between a few options. He's visited Seattle as well as Tampa Bay and is unlikely to be an option for the Vikings, but God, it would make a lot of sense.
It really would. There are players out there right now that I'm intrigued with, but I don't know what their price tag would be. The Greg Hardys of the world.
Greg Hardy's visiting with the Dallas Cowboys today.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you were thinking Mike Johnson. Can you even thank Greg Hardy with all the situational things that we've had happen here over the last year with Adrian?
I mean, can you
even talk that way?
I don't think so.
You can either.
Even though he was acquitted.
I know, but still, even at that, there's something about it. It's going to be forbidden territory, I think, for quite some time around the league. I think it's going to be tough for Adrian Peterson to sign somewhere else no matter what, just because of what's happened. I don't know. It's Adrian Peterson. It's Greg Hardy. But I think you're going to find it very difficult to land one of those players and feel good about yourself. So I think teams are going to be hesitant.
Well, how much do you think Greg Hardy will get, especially because of his baggage? But Michael Johnson left the Minnesota Vikings in Winter Park on Saturday, got 4 years, $24 million from Cincinnati.
I got to think that Hardy's every bit the player, probably more player than he is. And so you're looking at probably about $7-8 million a year. For a guy like Hardy, 4 years, $32 million.
Would you take him and cut Brian Robinson?
Hardy's an incredible football
player. He's a right end, though, isn't he?
Yes. Although I think he can play them both. I think he plays both. He's one of those guys. Release the Kraken.
Pretty good.
I like Brian Robinson. Don't get me wrong. I really do like Brian Robinson. But, you're weighing into some of the people that you could have out there that can make a big, big difference. Add one middle linebacker and an end like they were trying to with Mike Johnson. I mean, that would be really, truly dynamic, I think, with Anthony Barr lined up in different situational things, coming off the edge with someone like that over there with him.
Then to get our guy Trey Waynes from Michigan State in the first round, number 11 overall, the cornerback from the Michigan State University. He's making a visit to the Minnesota Vikings, as did Devontae Parker the last week. By the way.
And then you got, how about McClain? The conversation that we had about McClain from Dallas.
Rolando
McClain from Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys. $5 million saved by going Mike Wallace and getting dumping the money of Greg Jennings and just dumping it in and pulling another middle linebacker in for a one-year try. Here you go. Here's opportunity. Let's give it a shot.
You like him better than Brandon Spikes from Buffalo?
How about the same guy? About the same kind of player.
And I feel like Brandon Spikes would be less expensive.
At least he can play first day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get Rolando McClain, I mean, he's suspended for 4 games from the get-go. Hmm. I do like the scenario that one of our callers had, though, of putting our own Audi Cole in there. Let him try it for 4 weeks. Cut McClain if you have to. Just cut him. Why not? We're taking a little break. We'll come on back. We're going to talk. Do you want to continue on with this or not?
Whatever you'd like to do, my friend.
You know, we can do that, or we can talk about, Maurice Smith actually got another, DeMaurice Smith got another contract.
Maurice?
3 more years with the NFLPA. So we can talk about that and more in the NFL. And what are the Cardinals going to do? What are tons of hypothetical things that could still be happening with Adrian Peterson that we just
we should delve into. We'll do that next at Radioactive Sports.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
He shot down every screamer who's been crowing that he's washed up, that he's busted up, and that he should hang them up. He's not going to do it.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Stuck in your car and missing the kid you used to be? Remember those days before traffic, deadlines, and all that responsibility? Well, it's time to get that kid back by opening up a refreshing memory today with Killabrew Root Beer. Minnesota-made Killabrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Grab your own super cold aluminum bottle available in the cooler section of your favorite Holiday Station store. Killabrew. It's how memories are made and legends are created.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Anglers don't dream about hulls, welding, and wiring. You dream of 50-inch muskies on Mille Lacs, 30-inch walleyes on Lake of the Woods, or 14-inch slab crappies on Big Sandy. You want a boat that will take you to those dreams and bring you home year after year with no worries. Tracker Boats, America's number one selling fishing boats, introduces the Tracker Promise, the best factory warranty in aluminum fishing boats. A bow-to-stern warranty for 5 years. A limited lifetime structural and deck warranty, plus a 3-year warranty on factory installed trolling motors and fish finders. And if you buy a new boat during the Northwest Sports Show, you'll receive up to a $1,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card. Now that's something to dream about. Make it happen. Check out America's favorite boats in the Bass Pro Shops Tracker Boating Center booth at the Northwest Sports Show. And visit us at trackerboats.com. Tracker Boats. Fish the finest.
Here's what's on deck for this week. Coordinated business systems, document imaging, managed print services, network services, telephone solutions, and customers first. Always visit coordinated.com. Try out the new nutrition-packed drink called Nature's Fury. It comes in 5 refreshing flavors. Pick some up at your local Cub Foods. Nature's Fury NutriDrink. Vitamins never tasted this refreshing. Mystic Lake was named one of the Star Tribune's top 100 workplaces for the 5th year in a row. And they're hiring. Apply at the RiverSouth Job Fair March 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Canterbury Park. Get RiverSouth Job Fair details at mysticlake.com. And that's what's on deck.
Radioactive Sports in the Afternoon on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Holy shnikes, it's not a tumor. Awesome.
This is my long distance dedication to you. I've had it up to here, and
I'm about to break. I cannot take this anymore.
I can barely take it anymore. I think I'm ready to break.
Listen to the words, okay?
All these words, they make no sense. Yep. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway. Just like before. Everything you say to me.
Yeah.
This is my whole afternoon, every single day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m.
You're playing a tape recorder of me when I talk about you.
We should really do a duet of this to each other.
I think we do for 3 hours every day.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much right.
But I think that, I think it's pretty easy to work with you, actually.
Yeah, no, I completely
agree. You've been somewhat of a horse's ass from time to time. I mean, it's not every day all day long, but it's close. It's very, very close to that. But
people call me after the show's over and they're like, "Did you and Mike get into a fight on the radio today?" And I said, "No, why?"
What do you mean, no? We always do.
Said a couple of days ago, somebody called and said he called you and said you've been being a jackass. I thought he was serious.
Was there any doubt that I meant it? I think that it was very clear. I'm surprised that somebody took it as me kidding.
Mm-hmm.
You are a jackass.
Thank you. It's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
I love that.
Sorry.
That was good.
That was an accident. I had to hit the dumb button.
It wasn't an accident. He says it all the time.
I can give you tons of whatever.
Stuff.
He said that.
But if anybody else gives
funny.
You any crap,
it happens.
I'll beat him in the face.
Oh yeah,
type of deal.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can't pick on Ben. I can pick on Ben. Yeah. Same thing back at you. But if you pick on him, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and knock the living.
We'll have to kill you.
What did you say again? Knock the living what?
I don't know, but the delay is building itself back up again, so I cannot, and please do not say anything badly.
Wouldn't dare. I really wouldn't, you jackass. That was funny.
You can hear it
every
probably.
Now and then. Yeah. Every now and then, you get one of those.
You can hear it at 105theticket.com, our podcast, after the show's done. I don't think it takes it out of that. And so,
I've done a few of those.
Be quite
I've done a few of those. Obviously, in my lifetime, yeah.
Obviously, today the big day for the March Madness. The brackets are starting. The play-in games start tomorrow. Games start Thursday. All those games, by the way, Thursday and Friday, starting at 11 a.m., will be right here on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. So if you can't watch the TV, or you're out to lunch, or you're at work and you want to have it on the radio here at your desk, do it. 105 The Ticket. 105theticket.com, 105.1, 105.7, 105.3, depending on where you are, all that good stuff. But fill out your brackets. We did that already today with Amelia Reno, the beat writer.
I'm interested in some of that, too. You said that I was copying you, and I think we ended up with the same Final Four. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Let's go through, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We got through the first round with Amelia Reno.
Mm-hmm. Took a lot
as
of time.
You just mentioned, it took a lot of time, but we have a little time now. And so I want to try and get to what you and I had as a direct comparison. And if there was that much, we did arrive at the same Final Four, but what was the road to get there, I guess? So let me ask you this. You have, let's just say that UK is good to go after they play their first game, okay?
Yeah, I have UK. I have Kentucky winning the whole thing.
Okay, so do you have Cincy or Purdue then?
Cincy.
Okay, wow. See, I have Purdue.
Okay.
Okay, and then, West Virginia, or wait, WVU, Buffalo.
Virginia. West Virginia.
I've got them as well. Maryland or Villafranca, I've got them too. Butler, Texas.
Texas.
ND. North Dakota?
No, what? Notre Dame.
Oh, God. Why did I say that? Notre Dame.
It's so hard when
and Northeastern. You said Northwestern too, by the way. It's Northeastern.
Oh, Northeastern. Yeah. Sorry. Notre Dame.
So did I. Wichita and Indiana.
Wichita State.
So did I. Kansas. New Mexico State.
Kansas.
Wisconsin. Blah, 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 blah.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
Oregon.
Okay, keep going. Arkansas?
Yep.
Okay, UNC?
Yep.
Xavier? I did not have Xavier. I had the other. I was right there.
What do you mean the other? They haven't even played that game yet. I didn't even know if it's going to be BYU or Mississippi.
But I think it's going to be BYU, and I think BYU will win that. Against Xavier. I'm just like Amelia Reno. Yeah. I have the same thing. Baylor and Georgia State. Baylor, I do too. Then what? VCU?
Ohio State.
See, I got VCU.
I like D'Angelo Russell, the way that he... I mean, I know that the Gophers played him pretty close, mm-hmm. and VCU's got Shaka Smart and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I just like Ohio. I'm just rooting for the Big Ten.
And you have Arizona,
yes.
right? So, I mean, pretty much... So we know kind of where that went from there.
Yep.
So we've differed quite a bit in the Midwest and the West.
Mm-hmm.
So,
even though we have the same Final Four teams.
We have the same Final.
And
so,
we didn't do this together. You did it before you came in. I did it as soon as I got
twice.
Here.
Twice.
Yeah.
Did it, on our hour Bleacher Report. So coming down through the second round then, mm-hmm. We had Villanova and Lafayette.
Yeah, Villanova.
Villanova. Did you have NC State?
State.
Yeah. And then what?
Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa. I have them too. Then
Louisville.
You have Louisville.
Yep.
Then Providence.
Yep.
Then Oklahoma.
Yep.
Michigan State.
Yep.
University of Virginia.
Yeah.
Duke.
Yeah.
South Dakota State.
No. St. John's.
I mean, I'm not.
That's San Diego State.
It's San Diego State.
Yeah.
It's not South Dakota State. St. John's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have San Diego State. So SFA. Austin. SF Austin.
Utah.
Boom. See, there's another one. Georgetown?
Yep.
SMU?
Yes.
Iowa State?
Yes.
David?
No. Iowa.
I have David. And I have Davidson. But I'm from Iowa. I can't believe it. Gonzaga?
Yep.
Okay, we differ quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
But even though we have the same Final Four teams.
Same Final Four.
Okay, let's go to the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kentucky, Maryland.
Oh, UK.
And then Maryland. Right? You have Kentucky playing Maryland in the Sweet 16.
I do.
Yeah. And then Notre Dame playing Kansas.
Wichita State. Yes.
Wichita State beats Kansas?
Yes.
Okay. Wisconsin, North Carolina.
UNC, right.
Baylor, Arizona.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then over to the east and south, Villanova, Louisville.
Villanova, Northern Iowa.
Good Lord, who are you?
I know.
Oklahoma, Virginia.
Providence. UVA.
Wow. I can see that. Duke Georgetown.
Duke SFA.
SFA Austin all the way Austin. To the Sweet 16.
Yes.
SMU Gonzaga.
Iowa State Gonzaga.
Okay. Then we'll go to the Elite Eight. Kentucky Notre Dame.
Kentucky West, Wichita State.
Beating Notre Dame? Wisconsin, Arizona.
Correct. Same thing.
Which one? Okay, yeah. Villanova, Virginia?
Yes.
Duke, SMU.
Duke, Gonzaga.
And then Kentucky, Arizona, Virginia, Duke.
We're the same from that point, and then
Kentucky,
what?
Virginia.
And then you have?
Kentucky, Virginia, Kentucky.
I have Kentucky, Duke, and I have Kentucky.
Yeah.
Jeez. So we have a lot different.
Yeah.
We have quite a bit different.
Even though we wind up in the same place, it'll be interesting to see because we're on this 105 The Ticket Bracket Challenge. We'd love for everybody to play with us. Head to 105theticket.com. Get your picks into the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. Don't miss your chance to win $1 million or prizes of 10 grand. You'll also see how you match up with ticket personalities like the superstar, Bob. We've got Hardwood Rob on there trying to get Jim Rich, Amelia Reno. All of our, we should get
she's
Brian
got
Murphy
Iowa
too.
State to win the national nuts. Championship. Is she out of
she's
her
cracked.
Mind?
Deadline 11 a.m. on Thursday. Head now to 105theticket.com and get signed up.
She has Iowa State. Look, I hope she's right.
Yeah.
It'd be Freddie Hoiberg.
That would be great.
I'd take that any day.
I'd love it.
Fred Hoiberg on his way to a national title.
So my question is though, and we got to take a break here in just a second, but so I have the Vikings thing that we fill out. And we smack talk with each other. We've
always.
Got the 105 The Ticket Bracket Challenge, and then I've got my favorite bars, Stouts and Snelling and Larpenter.
Okay.
And do I fill out three different same
See,
bracket?
I'm kind of like Amelia. I think that you want to talk your game and talk only one game.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And preach what your bracket's all about, the one that you made up on your own. And I don't know how much you used from the expert panels that I've gone through a couple
yes,
times to
a
try.
Lot.
So I tried to review it. I have no way of knowing some of these teams. No way. So I have to kind of go by record and whatnot. And just a gut feeling, like Amelia said. But I think you keep the bracket the same across
I
the board.
I do too, because I hate to be one of those guys, and there are guys like that, and I don't want to take shots at anybody listening that's like this, but having three or four different brackets, and you're like, okay, Kentucky, Maryland's playing this bracket. I want Maryland to win that one. I want Kentucky to win. It's like,
makes
no
sense.
I want Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why I put it down on the first bracket I made out. I still think so. I mean, there are some on the dicier ones, I suppose you could look at it that way, where it's like, gee, I don't know. I mean, Baylor, I don't know.
Yeah, I know there were some going back there that some of these upsets, like BYU.
BYU.
You have them going farther than I do, Amelia. I mean, they haven't, they're not even in round two yet. They have to play yet. They might even lose.
She has BYU beating Baylor.
And they might even lose tomorrow.
I mean, they could. Anyone can lose tomorrow except for you. University of Kentucky. Let's take a little break and come on back. We got the silly, silly, silly side of sports, and we got a true superstar to end the show on the right note, and we'll do that next on Radioactive Sports.
Back to superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on 105 The Ticket.
It's time to go home, buddy boy. Here just a little bit. We got to take things home. Get sillier. The sillier side of sports. Radioactive Sports, 105 The Ticket.
I got to get through this thing right away. I mean, I know it's the same time element, but I have to use the restroom so bad.
Me too.
I mean, really, really bad. And
me too.
I mean, in many ways.
Oh, gee, more ways than one?
More, you could say that literally. More ways than one.
Oh, okay.
You could say actually more ways in two.
Okay.
I hope that doesn't bother any of our listeners out there, but that's just the case. It's just a human thing, right?
It doesn't bother me as long as you don't do it in here. I'm fine with that.
That hasn't happened to me that often.
No.
There are some times when you risk the farm, you lose the deed to the farm.
I hate it when that happens. Sillier side of sports, as you may have heard by now, Chip Kelly and the Philadelphia Eagles worked out Tim Tebow earlier today. Tim Tebow hasn't played in the NFL in 2 years, but he's been keeping himself in shape, and just in case an opportunity like this were to arise. A lot of people scratching their heads, but it's only a workout. A couple of Eagles fans not happy.
This more than ever should make any Eagles fan say or think, what is Chip Kelly doing? Okay, you've got Sam Bradford. There's word that you might even be looking at Mariota, even though he claims he's not going to, put up the deed to the farm for him.
They also signed
Mark Sanchez back
like
to another
$7 or $8 million a year.
So we have that going on, and he's going to try to resurrect, no pun intended, Tim Tebow.
And Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley, but I. I would absolutely start wondering what's going on with Chip Kelly at that point, because the only pass that he completed as a New York Jet or New England Patriots was, I think, a fake punt. He was the personal protector on punt team. But I believe in the guy. I really do, because he won a playoff game with the Denver Broncos against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think he's a player and hasn't had given the right opportunity. Granted, he's terrible at throwing the football, but he's a winner. He's a football player.
His mechanics are bad, but he completes a lot of footballs when he has to.
Sillier Side of Sports doesn't get any stranger than this. Be careful when you sneeze, people. In fact, someone makes some sort of bubble for Joe Mauer, because... So hopefully he doesn't have to sneeze again, because this sounds like something that would happen to our Twins' $23 million a year guy. But his name is Kevin Pillar of the Toronto Blue Jays. He's out for a week to 10 days with a slight right oblique strain suffered while sneezing.
Well, I mean, it's either that or break a rib, I suppose. But as Joe Mauer would say, I hate to sneeze. It's painful. Sometimes I miss a month of baseball. Thank you, Joe Mauer. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being so excited.
Well, it's just a... I can't seem to heal. It takes a lot of ice.
Yeah.
Go back home and to your mother in St. Paul and let her nurse you back to health.
Yeah.
What else you got?
NCAA March Madness brackets going on. There's teamwork from the VCU bench. That's how you build a program, with teamwork, right? Shaka Smart has these guys buying in the minute they step into the VCU campus.
That's Shaka Khan, isn't it?
Shaka Khan. No, Shaka Smart almost took a... So they were hoping he was going to be the coach here at the University of Minnesota. You help your teammate like he's a brother. You know that, superstar. If that includes picking a booger, then you do it. Just like VCU guys did on the bench over the weekend. One player picking another's boogers right out of his nose.
You should do that, because it's an embarrassing moment for a guy to walk around with a bat in the belfry. Hmm. Get that out of there for him.
No,
that's weird. That's really weird.
Disgusting.
Although I've seen stranger things happen.
I bet you have.
It's very strange on the football field. Eating hot dogs.
No. Let's not talk about this one. That's enough. Silly or silly.
Let me tell that story.
Just when you thought 75-year-old Dick Vitale would give 46-year-old Ashley Judd a nice hug before yesterday's SEC championship. Ashley Judd is a big Kentucky. Do you see this?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yep.
He slipped her the tongue. He
kissed her directly on the lip.
It slipped her the tongue.
No.
Look at the picture. You can see tongue. Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Pictures all over the internet.
That's sick. That's sicker than...
He put his 75-year-old decrepitly disgusting-looking tongue into her beautiful mouth.
I'm going to throw up. That's worse than a player picking another guy's boogers out.
That's worse than you telling the story about the hot dogs and eating it.
Yeah. Ugh. The second time.
Ugh.
The second time.
Maybe we'll have time for you telling that here in just a second. According to ESPN...
What's up with Dick?
I don't know. He's a nutcase. Just trying to get some loving in it. I don't blame him for Ashley Judd. She is a fine-looking lady.
She's a fine-looking gal. But I don't think that was offered up.
No, I don't think she was... Oh,
yeah,
her
go
face
ahead.
Is a little contorted.
Give me one right here. That's fine. But I don't think she intended for that to happen.
According to ESPN, Sarah Spain, Johnny Manziel officially out of rehab. His girlfriend came to pick him up over the weekend. She posted a picture of two Chipotle dishes and what looks to be a private jet. Chipotle, one of Johnny's favorite eateries.
Okay. That's great. Okay. He eats there. That's good. Maybe he can get an endorsement. One more endorsement before he's on the street. I hope he... You know what? I hope that whatever he did in rehab, I really do truly hope that he's okay. I don't think he's a good enough football player to play at the National Football League level. But I do hope he's okay. I mean that, too.
Yeah. According to Peter King of Sports Illustrated, Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston will not attend the NFL draft this year in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He's going to stay at home and watch it on TV.
It's family.
Browns left tackle Joe Thomas was fishing when he was selected third overall out of Wisconsin several years ago. So it happens. But Winston went 27-1 as a starter in Florida State, winning the Heisman Trophy, leading the Seminoles to the BCS Championship in his first season in a college football playoff appearance last year, in most mock drafts having been selected with the number one overall selection by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why would he stay at home? It's obvious,
Well,
right?
I mean, I think there's a big party to be had.
That's not the reason.
Up there in New York, I think that there's probably... I know why. I think I know why. Because he stopped off on the way home, picked up some crab legs, bring them home to the family, going to have a nice little crab leg dinner, a little get-together, watch him go number... 36.
You think it's obviously a smokescreen that all the mock drafts have him going number one overall. He doesn't want to be Johnny Manziel sitting there because that ESPN picks that one guy. It was Aaron Rodgers when he was drafted that year. Alex Smith went number one overall, and Aaron Rodgers slid all the way back to the Green Bay Packers.
And then the quarterback from Notre Dame.
Yes.
Went to the Broncos. Went to the Browns first, didn't he?
Yes.
That
Brady
guy.
Coyle? Brady?
Brady Quinn.
Quinn.
That was him.
Yeah.
He sat there for quite a while. He was a good-looking young man and the girlfriend and the whole nine yards, but sitting right there front center. I don't know if he got picked on the
second round.
He wasn't second round. I think he was third or fourth round.
No, jeez.
He was horrible.
He is terrible. Another amazing day. Let's hope something happens tomorrow. Tomorrow the play-in games start for the NCAA March Madness bracket. Maybe the Vikings will make a move or two. We'll have the Wild game to talk about. They're in Nashville tomorrow. The Timberwolves tonight hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Other than that, I got to go to the bathroom, man.
Yeah, I do too. I'm going to run. I'm going to sprint down there and see if I can beat you down there because I got to go. But anyway, let's straighten things up. Let's sober it up. Humble it down. We have the true superstar for the day, Army Specialist Joseph V. White, 21 years of age, Bellevue, Washington, assigned to the 4th Battalion, 23rd Infantry Regiment, 5th Striker Brigade Combat Team, 2nd Infantry Division, out of Fort Lewis, Washington. He died September 24th in Omar Zai, Afghanistan, of wounds suffered when enemy forces attacked his vehicle with an IED, another improvised explosive device. Again, Army Specialist Joseph V. White, 21 years of age, is my true superstar for the day. Remember him, please, if you would, in your hearts and prayers. You'll be doing us a big favor here at Radioactive Sports. Good night.
Minnesota Sports Radio, 105 The Ticket.